You're listening to Bianca's Holistic Way podcast, where we discuss health, mindset, spirituality, and all things self-help. I get deep with leaders and share solo episodes to remind you of your inner power and allow you to gain wisdom of imbalances and root causes so that you can live with inspiration. Say it with me or write it down. I am receiving all of the miracles coming my way because I'm worthy of them. Our sponsor, Microbalance Health Products, provides clinically proven non-toxic cleaning products, homeopathic formulations, and professional grade supplements to help you conquer mold, whether it's inside your home or inside your body. I use their EC3 mold solution concentrate and their fogger, as you've probably seen me use, for years, and both of these have helped me tremendously on my healing journey. You can get 20% off store-wide or 10% off their fogger using the code capitals BHW at microbalancehealthproducts.com/BHW. All of this information can be found in the show notes. Welcome back to the podcast, dear ones. I am excited to be here as always. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing some of the reasons we actually have symptoms that are not subsiding. Now, the best way that I found wellness, as you know by now, I supported the physical root cause while simultaneously using techniques for my mindset, my nervous system, my energy body, my internal and external worlds. And this approach allowed me to build momentum towards wellness. And that is because wellness is something that we build momentum towards. It's not that we have a magic pill and all of the symptoms stop. If you've been sick for a really long time, or if you're like me, safe to say symptoms slowly subside when the root causes are balanced again, and eventually you get to the point where there's no symptoms, and it is not only possible, but I've done it and I know that you can do it too. So today's episode I'm going to do in two parts. This is because I really want to get a little deeper with some areas. I know you always hear me say, like, we need to heal our mindset loops, or we need to heal our energetic body. And it's like, what does that even mean? That's the juice that I'm going to give you in two parts. So this is because I truly believe that my healing was 20% physical and 80% energy flow, self-directed neuroplasticity, nervous system regulation, and then my internal relationship. And on top of that, learning how to stand in my power when no one believed me. And as a result of addressing all of that, I stayed in remission. And when I was only focusing on the physical, I would see glances of remission, but I'd always get returning symptoms. So in saying that, in today's episode, what I want to go into is why the mindset could be making us get more symptoms, and then why the energy body could be making us get more symptoms. And then in part two, I'm going to go through the internal and external world for you, just to get a little bit closer to understanding what that looks like. And then I'm going to give you a tip for each one just for fun. So let's begin. Let's talk about our mindset and how that can create symptoms. In saying this, before I even get started, I want you to know that it doesn't mean that you don't have chronic symptoms or that it's made up in the mind. This here deterred me for so long from healing because I was like, no, this is physical and I'm not going to start believing that like my mindset is a part of the problem. But I'm here to tell you that when you're in the chronic illness, the mindset does get affected, and let's talk about it, okay? Let's get deep about it. Let's get honest about it. Let's get real and raw about it. And let's remember, it doesn't mean that our symptoms are not real or that it's in our head. This is what it actually means. So your mind takes 66 days to build new neural pathways. If we have been sicker longer than 66 days, then it's safe to say that there's pathways that have been created from being in illness, and these need support as they can lead to our symptoms not subsiding. Let me give you a couple of examples. For me, when I started to realize that I had these were the thoughts that I had. So I constantly was trying to look for my body for symptoms to see if I'd actually healed. I was constantly waking up in the morning telling myself that I was going to be tired. I would take my herbal protocol and tell myself that I was going to herx. It was going to make me feel sick and I was going to feel terrible after. I told myself I was going to feel really sick after detoxing. Guess why? Because at one stage, this was absolutely facts. This was absolute truth that I felt those things. However, the more I healed my body, it was not the truth anymore. And it had become neural pathways that had been set up and that I deeply believed. Whether this is like placebo or just neural pathways, do not underestimate the power of your mind. So let's go into how chronic illness can affect our mindset and how this actually is created. So I always say we need to heal the loops associated with being sick. You'll hear me all the time saying that. Here's why. So repetitive thoughts and beliefs. This is so important. When we are constantly focusing on negative thoughts, beliefs, or fears related to our symptoms, it can strengthen neural pathways associated with actually being sick. And then this can create a self-perpetuating cycle where negative beliefs and emotions exacerbate and get worse and lead to more physical symptoms, leading to more distress and dysfunction. So if we have fear and overwhelm and all of these different beliefs coming up constantly because of our symptoms, it strengthens the neural pathways associated with those thoughts and feelings. And this can then create more negative beliefs, more emotions, and then more physical symptoms. So just note that as well. That definitely happened for me when I was sick. I would constantly be thinking, well, I'm going to be in this forever, or here I go again, or here's another symptom. I was very negative, and fair enough, right? Like, it was hard work. Let's not underestimate that. You'll hear me say like it gets to be easy, but I don't mean it in that way. I mean that gets to be easy when we understand the techniques that we need to integrate. It's not an easy task to go through chronic illness. And this is why I had to tear it apart and investigate the depths of it to get to the truth of like, why am I still in this? And that leads me to attentional bias. This was huge for me. Let me give you a story here. So I was constantly checking my symptoms to the point where I would even Google, and this is a little bit like TMI, but let's go for it. Like, I would Google the color of my menstrual cycle, like in every second, and like monitor my entire body to look for evidence that there was something wrong with me. This was because I was in chronic illness for so long that I wanted to check up on my body all the time. But this created this attentional bias. So when we have chronic symptoms, often we develop an attentional bias towards our symptoms. We can constantly monitor our symptoms and interpretate our bodily sensations as threats or harm. And when we do this, we actually heighten the focus on our symptoms, and this alone activates the stress response in the body. And so when we activate the stress response in the body, we can have symptoms, more symptoms, such as increased muscle tension, elevated heart rate, shallow breathing, and all of this can make our symptoms worse and contribute to the chronic illness. So some of us don't realize that the mind is so important because of this. Because if we have attentional bias, we're hyper-focusing and we're creating more stress response in the body. How can the body heal when we're putting it in this elevated state? It just can't. It just truly can't. And that was a huge problem for me. I only actually realized the attentional bias was still around about a year ago now. That's when that menstrual checking was still happening. And I was like, why am I doing this? Why am I Googling this? Like, I do not need to control every bit of my body anymore. I am moving towards wellness and I am no longer concentrating on this. So start to become aware. Am I having an intentional bias? Am I focusing on my symptoms and then creating more fear? Or am I supporting my body? Where are we at with our mindset? Some of us don't even realize we're doing this because it's a subconscious loop, meaning it's not even in our thought form. It's become so natural that we do this automatically. As soon as we wake up in the morning, we monitor everything. It's normal because we were sick. But what we don't realize is we need to stop it in its action so that we can heal now. Because it's no longer the truth for us if we've actually started to treat the root cause. And if we haven't, it's important to make sure that we're not doing that anymore. It can then also create this other really interesting part. Now, you will hear me say the mindset loops. This is really important, so listen up. This is called neural pruning and habit formation. So as certain neural pathways related to chronic illness or chronic symptoms become more dominant due to repetitive thinking and behavior, other neural connections that promote our health and well-being and adapt coping mechanisms or coping strategies become weaker through a process called neural pruning. This can result in the formation of habits that are not serving us and behaviors that contribute to chronic persistence of symptoms. Here's an example for you. I would constantly be thinking that I am going to be sick after my herb. I'm going to be tired when I wake up. And then this started to become normal for me. And what I would do here when the thought came up, I would actually respond to it and react to it rather than seeing it come up and being neutral about the thought and reframing the thought so that my habits could be different. You see, I've spoken about habits on the podcast before, but it's so important to understand that you've been in chronic illness for a really long time or even over 66 days, you start to have a habit. It might look like this. You wake up in the morning, you feel tired, and instead of getting up in the morning and going about your day, you give in or you react to the fact that you feel tired and you scroll and you dissociate, and then that creates more symptoms of how you see yourself, how you feel in your body, what's happening within your body. Does that make sense? So when I say that the mindset loops affect us, these are specific areas that we can notice. And all of these lead to emotional responses where we have more fear, more anxiety, more frustration, and then triggers the worsening of our symptoms. Because the more we're in the stress response, the more muscle tension we have, the more inflammation we have. And over time, these become heightened emotional responses. And this creates neural pruning, attentional bias, and repetitive thoughts and beliefs that are not serving us. So one way that you could start to just notice these is, number one, become aware of your thoughts. And number two, start to interrupt them a little bit. See if you can speak back to any thoughts. This is a great way to start. I will be teaching self-directed neuroplasticity in my upcoming course, Pathway to Wellness. So keep your eyes peeled because it's so important to know that this being integrated for at least 21 days in a row can help so much. and having specific interruption tools. But one way you can start now is speak back to it. Negative thought comes up, even if it's I'm tired, say to it, actually, I'm healing. And start redirecting these neural pathways, because these don't serve you anymore. You're stepping into wellness. So I hope that really sums up some of the mindset stuff that I'm really talking about. Let me know if that resonates with you. I'd love to hear if it does, because that shifted me. And as soon as I started to recognize this attentional bias, so much shifted for me, honestly. And it took me a really long time to really believe that, because when we've been gaslighted and discriminated and told we're crazy, you don't even want to step into actually healing that, because there's a resistance piece that comes in. But I'm so proud of you for listening in, and I hope that that has shifted you the way that it shifted me. Now let's jump on to the energy body. I really want to talk about this because it can be a little confusing when I say we need to heal the energy body. This is why. So your energy body retains and accumulates stagnation due to illness and also due to the trauma associated with it. This stagnation can manifest as physical symptoms. So if you have a stored, not moving, unflowing energy body that's either overflowed or not flowing or moving at all, it can look like a lot of stiffness in the neck, tension in the jaw, aches and pains, as well as brain fog and overall energy blockages and emotional imbalances. And these symptoms can be stored in the energy body. So it's really important to release the stored energy, and it's beneficial to restore the flow of energy to provide support to the affected areas. So blocked and stagnation or stagnant energy can look like jaw stiffness, as I mentioned, neck stiffness. What else did I used to notice? Aches and pains throughout my body. I also know that the energy body would create brain fog from the pituitary gland and that energy center as well. A lot of brain fog and heaviness and lack of trusting my intuition and fear of speaking up and fear of being fatigued. It also created fear and like lethargy in my body and mood swings. So I found that this was mostly created from, number one, the fears of the chronic illness experience, fear that my symptoms were going to be worse, anxiety about my future, stress related to the treatments and the root causes that I needed to get. I also noticed that I would have a lot of emotional disturbances because it impacted my daily life and relationships and self-image, and this stored in my energy body as well. Some other things that we can notice within the energy body as well to take note of is our inner child. Our inner child is actually stored within the subconscious mind. It is formed from 0 to 7 in the subconscious. And if you do have a chronic illness, it is a 70 to 80% chance that if you had adverse childhood experiences, then you have an increased susceptibility to have a chronic illness. So that's important as well. So we can have persistent physical and emotional symptoms that don't subside because of our inner child, because of our energetic system not flowing. So healing the inner child can promote healing chronic symptoms. Healing our energy body can help bring everything back to flow. And these are the reasons why it can affect us and how it can affect us and what symptoms we can see. So remember, it can accumulate from the stagnation of illness and the trauma associated with it. So I hope that makes a little bit more sense of, oh, like the mindset creates more symptoms and the energy body creates more symptoms. And if our symptoms are not subsiding, what have we missed? When I undid the pieces and got to the bottom of it, this was the 80%. as well as internal and external, which I'm going to go into in a part two of this episode, so we can just get a little deeper into those two areas and not feel like we need to rush through them. So, how can you help your energy body today? I want to just encourage you to get outside in nature. If you can't get outside in nature, then watch nature on YouTube, like nature videos or birdsong or things like that. If you want to start connecting to your inner child, get an image of yourself as a child. Put it as the background on your phone. Put it on the mirror in your bathroom. Use this image to create more compassion for yourself. Start connecting to your energy body, or even holding your heart and just connecting into your heart. Simple little tools to get started. So we will move on to internal and external parts of the energy, of our wellness journey, I should say. So I will do that in a part two. Before I go, I just want to wrap up this episode in reminding you that it's essential to understand the root causes of your symptoms and to just consider that it requires a holistic approach, because that was the very thing from the deepest part of my heart that really got me to the bottom of everything. And because of that, I have actually created a free guide for you all. It's called Your Pathway to Wellness, and it's designed to support you with building wellness from the ground up. Inside, you'll find a checklist of root causes for physical, for your mindset, for your energy body, for your internal and external, and also all the different areas, especially for the physical, that often go missed or misdiagnosed. Check that out. There's a lot of tips in there. There's a massive checklist for each one, so you can tick off the ones that resonate with you, and it might just lead you to what you need in your healing journey. So I'm going to move on to recording part two of this, which will come out to you shortly as well, where I'm going to talk about the internal and external world and how these can also have root causes and create more symptoms for us. And so make sure you check out that guide as well. Check that out now. There's a link in the bio of my Instagram. There is also a link in the show notes here. Check that out. And if you're not already on the wait list for my course, Pathway to Wellness, make sure you get on that, because there's going to be huge bonuses. There's only going to be doors open and closed for 1 week for this launch. So please make sure that you're on the waitlist to find out first. And the bonuses are actually my step-by-step ebook for healing mold toxicity, your home, your body, living in a tent, everything you need to know about mold. You'll also get the bonus free herbal protocol, which has my parasite protocol, my heavy metal protocol, all the Lyme protocols, co-infections, viral, gut healing, detox protocol. I mean, all of it's in there, and you're going to get that for free with the course. So that's really exciting, and it brings me so much joy. I hope you enjoy the free guide as well and get to the bottom of some of your root causes, because you deserve to heal. You deserve your life of wellness as well. So remember, take on those little steps and pointers that I gave you today as well. Check out the free guide, get on the wait list, and I'm so excited to hear how this has helped you today. Let me know, send me a message, send this to someone that may benefit as well. And before we go, I want to take a big deep breath with you all. So breathing in your nose and holding your heart center with both hands, breathing in wellness. And on the exhale, just allow yourself to fully release out through your mouth all the way, releasing any tension from your body. One more, breathing in. And on the exhale, fully releasing any tension from your body. I am amplifying so much wellness your way. Check out the free guide, get on the wait list, and come back for part two on your internal and external world. Blessings. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you for joining this episode. I just want to let you know the willingness to show up for yourself is not something that everyone's willing to do, but you are. So you've got this, we've got this, and I'm really proud of you. I also just want to remind you that all the information shared on this episode will be found in the show notes. You can find that in the link of my Instagram, Bianca's Holistic Way. If you're interested in any of my services or the guest services, all that information will also be found there. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who may benefit, or leave me a 5-star review. It helps others find the podcast too. And most importantly, I want you to remember that you are powerful and that you have everything within. Bless, and I'll speak to you soon.